Hello, I'm Debbie Russ with the BBC News. An advisor to Ukraine's defense minister, Yuri Sak, has said the country's allies need to question their own pledges of military assistance if they remain divided over whether to supply Kyiv with modern tanks. Mr. Sak told the BBC that Western nations committed to helping Ukraine repel the Russian invasion needed to be several steps ahead of the enemy.
More countries have said again that they will stand with Ukraine for as long as necessary. All NATO countries support Ukraine. And essentially what we need to do now is to redefine what it means to stand with Ukraine, because for us, defending at this stage of this warfare does not mean just stabilizing the front line.
Germany has insisted that it's not blocking the delivery of German-made Leopard tanks, which other countries want to send. Canada has agreed to repatriate 23 of its citizens who've been detained in camps in northeast Syria for suspected Islamic State group fighters and their families. Abigail Maudsley reports.
The group includes 4 men, 6 women and 13 children. Their relatives had challenged the Canadian government in court, arguing that refusing to take them back would violate their constitutional rights. The repatriation would be the biggest by far for Canada, which until now has allowed only a handful of women and children to return. Among Western nations, only France and the Netherlands would have brought more of their citizens home. Thousands of foreign nationals remain in the camps in Syria, which are run by Kurdish forces.
Brazil's defense minister, José Múcio, has said there's no evidence that the military had a direct role in the riots of 2 weeks ago when thousands of people invaded and vandalized government buildings in the capital, Brasilia. Hundreds of people remain in police custody. Leonardo Rocha reports.
Mr. Múcio said the commanders of the Brazilian Army, the Navy and the Air Force expressed their support to the investigation and had no objection to justice being served. The riots were carried out by supporters of the former president, Jair Bolsonaro, who called for a military coup against the left-wing leader, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. The new president accused members of the security forces of colluding with the violence. Lula has promised to punish those behind the attacks, but he's supported by a fragile coalition in Congress in a deeply polarized country, and it's clear that he's treading carefully at this stage.
At least 58 Peruvians have been injured in clashes on another day of anti-government demonstrations. Peru's interior minister said 8 people were being treated in hospital after more than 1,000 protesters attacked a police station in the town of Yave. Supporters of the impeached former left-wing president Pedro Castillo are calling for his release and snap elections. World News from the BBC. Figures released by the US Customs and Border Protection Agency show last month had the highest total of illegal border crossings during the Biden presidency. US officials made more than 200,000 arrests on the Mexican border during December. There was a surge in Cuban and Nicaraguan arrivals before a new immigration scheme announced by President Biden came into effect. Police in southern Thailand say they have killed 3 separatist insurgents in a shootout in the Muslim-majority province of Narawati Wat. The local police chief said security forces came under fire when they encountered a rebel camp in the jungle, leading to a 5-hour gun battle. He said no police or soldiers were hurt. A separatist movement has simmered in Thailand's southernmost provinces for almost 20 years. Chinese state media say that 28 people are now known to have been killed in an avalanche that engulfed a main road in Tibet. Several vehicles were buried in deep snow at the exit of a tunnel in the southeast of the mountainous region on Tuesday evening. New Zealand's next Prime Minister, Chris Hipkins, says he's honoured to have the confidence of his Labour Party colleagues and has the energy to take on the role. He was the only candidate nominated by Labour's MPs to replace Jacinda Ardern. Shaima Khalil has more details.
Chris Hipkins is expected to be endorsed by the Labour Party when they meet in Parliament tomorrow. Jacinda Ardern will then formally tender her resignation to the Governor-General, who on behalf of the King will appoint Mr. Hipkins as Prime Minister. The incoming leader faces an uphill battle in the lead-up to New Zealand's October elections. Polls suggest that public approval of the ruling centre-left Labour Party has significantly declined. A deteriorating economy and increasing social inequality have also seen Ms. Ardern's popularity fall to an all-time low. In her shock announcement on Thursday, she said she did not have enough in the tank to lead.
That's the latest BBC News.